Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we're coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. Today, we're discussing something that is very timely and important to the multifamily industry. Our topic is developing a diverse multifamily workforce. I have joining me by phone two individuals that are both positively impacting the multifamily industry. Helena Johnson, the core coordinator with the Alabama Center for Real Estate, and Michael Huckabee, the founder and CEO of LifeRamp. Welcome.
Thanks, Paul.
So just for the sake of our listeners, we've done an episode and another episodes touched on episodes that have to do with diversity, equity, and inclusion, and how that is a very, very important topic that is being discussed all throughout the multifamily industry. I know that several of the conferences that I've attended in the last couple of years have had educational sessions about that. So it is something that is very timely, and it's something that that I think the industry is certainly getting behind. But you guys with your organizations, CORE and LifeRamp, work in a way to try and promote that above and beyond what individual companies are doing. And Helena, I want to ask you to first talk a little bit about some of the things that you see out there that are going on with this topic.
Well, yes. So I am a recent graduate, and I can honestly say that I've noticed that the entire real estate industry is not diverse. And I've also noticed that it is very difficult for minorities to get into multifamily industries, any industry in the real estate world. And so that's kind of where we step in and where we're trying to help others that don't have family members or know anyone in this industry. We're trying to help them get involved. So I've noticed that multifamily specifically has been a little more inclusive. They are making those changes, and they are trying to do their best to put their best foot forward and start with diversity and inclusion and overcoming those challenges and moving forward from how they used to do things. So I think that everyone is trying to move forward and go forward in a new manner and overcome different challenges. So I think it's important that we stay on the right track and move forward. As far as a minority, I've noticed that they have more opportunities as for entry-level jobs for individuals that have not been in real estate at all, and that is a good footing for them to get a start in the industry.
Yeah, and I know I watched a little a video that you had on the CORE website with you, and so many people in this industry get into it accidentally, and you actually had a kind of a tagline in there. Do you remember what you said?
Yes. So a lot of people get into this industry accidentally, much like myself. I actually got into the industry accidentally, and our goal is to make sure that people are choosing real estate, and we don't want them to have a career. We don't want them to have a career of chance. We want them to have a career of choice. So that is our main goal. A lot of people stumble into this industry, and they love it, and they stick with it, and that's what we want. But we want them to choose real estate. We don't want it to be by chance.
Yeah, and that's a great tagline, by the way. And by the way, CORE, the acronym of CORE, is Career Opportunities in Real Estate. And one thing I will say about CORE, your foundation partners, two major partners in that are multifamily heavy, and that is obviously IREM, and then also the NMHC, the National Multifamily Housing Council. So you guys have, you know, obviously some participation and backing from industry organizations that really are fine organizations that our multifamily industry has. Michael, I wanted to ask you, tell me a little bit about your feelings regarding the diversity situation in multifamily, and what are you seeing?
Yeah, that's great, Paul. Thank you. Well, there is, underrepresentation like we see in many sectors. If we look over the next 10 years, there's over 200,000, underrepresented people where the real estate industry at large is looking to source. Multifamily housing is a very large component of that. And, it's pretty, we started off in the Southeast, sort of middle of last year, launching this workforce development initiative. Very quickly, it's going nationwide, delivering the program in 25 states and working with students and young people from over 135 colleges. But, you know, what we're seeing is it's not just geographically or it is literally a nationwide problem for sure. We're playing our what we believe, hopefully a big part, but right now a small part. And really, we see ourselves is where young people are at the middle, and our organization, LifeRamp, which is focusing on creating a world-ready workforce, and ACRE, the Academic Center for Real Estate, along with organizations like you mentioned, National Multifamily Housing Foundation, as well as IREM, are really coming together. It really does take a village to go after this. And we're just finding really amazing transformation, sort of a year into offering these programmatic opportunities that are sponsored by our foundation partners and others, to really be able to make a meaningful impact, not just in terms of a program, providing coaching and mentoring along with asynchronous content that leads to a credential, but really providing a source for the multifamily companies to go after in certain MSAs to recruit these individuals. We're finding individuals in less than 3 months. I didn't know what that multifamily housing was an opportunity to being coached up and then literally being connected through our directory for employment opportunities, both internships as well as full-time employment. So it's pretty exciting.
No, it is. And full disclosure for our listeners, this is a very dear topic to Dr. Debbie Phillips, who has been a guest on our show several times over the years. And although she wanted to be on the show, she was unable to. She's traveling. This is something that is near and dear to her heart and something she's working on heavily. We've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. I did want to ask you, this is a relatively new effort. I know that in some of the literature that CORE has, you want to have over 100,000 members by the year 2032, and you're well on your way. But tell us some of the things that you've learned, Helena, in the very short time that this has been going on.
Well, I've honestly learned a lot about my generation alone. We have to connect with them differently. I have a unique background, and I have been around different generations, and I have the ability to connect with many different people, and I love that. But we also have to realize when we are talking to these students and when we are asking these students to do certain things in this program, we have to make it comfortable for them. So that's why we have LifeRamp, and we have things on their phones. We have all the contents on their phone. They can access their coaching sessions right from their phone. And that is something that really correlates with them, as well as we realized in the first pilot cohort, we have this beautiful credential, and we're ready to give out these credentials to all the students that have completed this program. And this credential, it goes on your LinkedIn profile. And we're at the end, and we're excited, and we're like, hey, here's your credential. Put it on your LinkedIn profile. And they're all looking at us like, what is LinkedIn? And that was a big aha moment for us, because a lot of these students, they're in college. Some of them are in high school. We do have older applicants, but a lot of our main students are in college, and they're in their freshman and sophomore year, and they have no clue what LinkedIn is. They know Facebook, they know Snapchat, they know Instagram, but they have no clue what LinkedIn is. So we have incorporated in our content an entire module about the importance of LinkedIn and getting on LinkedIn and creating a profile and how to create a profile. And it's really spectacular after seeing those results. So many students are like, I didn't even know this existed. This is amazing. So that is one major component that we had to really think about and step back and be like, okay, we need to do some changing right there. But it's really been a learning experience along the way, and we just get better each cohort, and it's amazing.
All right, fantastic. We're going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing something especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is developing a diverse multifamily workforce. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two individuals that are both positively impacting the multifamily industry, Alina Johnson, the core coordinator with the Alabama Center for Real Estate, and Michael Huckabee, the founder and CEO of LifeRamp. I do want to let our listeners know, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So we talked in the first segment about kind of the state of the multifamily industry, where we've been and currently are as far as diversity and inclusion. And briefly talked a little bit about both your organizations. But CORE, I want to talk a little bit about how does the program work? Go ahead, Alina.
So basically, CORE, it stands for Career Opportunities in Real Estate. And like our tagline says, it's professions of choice, not chance. And our goal here is for students to gain industry knowledge and job-ready skills to launch a career in real estate. Now, this is an online credentialing program, and it is 8 asynchronous modules that are instructed by Dr. Debbie Phillips. And each of these modules, we're founded under the tenets of awareness, readiness, and connection. We also provide remote life and skill-based coaching to these students so that they are comfortable. This is something that they can do from their phone, from their laptop. And each content, it covers the entire spectrum of real estate, the entire industry. We don't focus in on one aspect of real estate. We want to give an entire overview so that they can choose where they want to go in real estate.
And is this only available to people who are currently students, or is it available to anyone else?
It is available to anyone. So we do have a target audience. We are targeting students, and we are targeting younger students in college and some in high school, but we do also have older applicants as well.
Okay. And Michael, I know I'd mentioned in the first segment that Dr. Debbie Phillips, this is one of her passionate projects that she works on, but it's more than that, isn't it?
It really is. She really helps thread the needle in terms of, her lifelong mission clearly is trying to help young people maximize, their human potential in the world of real estate, multifamily housing in particular. As Helena did mention, she is the instructor for the core program. She's also in the background really trying to match students with particular outcomes. There's so many times and, late in the evening when she's speaking with, young professionals trying to connect them with jobs, whether it be in Houston, Tampa, or anywhere else in the country. So absolutely, she's critical to the development of the program and is also just a great interface to make sure that the curriculum that we're delivering in the actual modules really matches what our founding partners would like them to have. If we think of multifamily real estate, there's that component, understanding that particular space of real estate, but also in the credential, which actually is 3 months long, that also covers a lot of the employable skills. So in each module, there's an employable skill, which is really, really critical to being successful. If we're really honest with ourselves in any type of job, those soft skills we find, are lacking sometimes. It doesn't matter who this segment of the population is. Just in general, we know as a country, having those soft skills and really being able to work in a multifaceted way to bring teams together, which is really about leadership and making people feel comfortable to hit deadlines and really make things happen in the real estate industry.
Helena, let me ask you this. You mentioned targeting students and high school students and even an older population. How are you targeting? How is CORE targeting these people?
So as we have said that we are looking for underrepresented groups, so we have been reaching out to historically Black colleges and university and Hispanic serving institutions. That has been our main goal, as well as some of our marketing efforts with different companies. But for the most part, we receive most of our applicants through our efforts with HBCUs and HSIs and getting the word out on their campuses as well. And we've done a few interviews with WBRC and different platforms such as that. But for the most part, we are being intentional, and we're making sure to reach out to different HBCUs and different HSIs, talking to their deans and talking to their career services and getting the word about CORE on the campus.
And when you have that initial conversation, I'm just curious, what type of response do you get? Are they enthusiastic about it? Is it something that some of them throw up roadblocks as to not being able to get it into their institutions?
Oh, they are over the moon. I mean, just ecstatic about this program. And it's quite hilarious because most of the time I'll be talking to a dean and they'll be like, well, can I sign up? Well, I have a friend that wants to sign up. My colleague wants to do this. And they're just so excited about spreading the word to their students. We've had a few deans actually complete the program as well because they are thrilled about this, because they admit to themselves, I never knew how to get involved in real estate. Everyone's like, hey, get involved in real estate, get involved. But there's not a roadmap or a path for you to do that. So they are over the moon to even learn about the wide world of real estate.
We've got about 4 minutes left in this segment. Michael, tell me a little bit about the coaching aspect of what this program entails.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times coaching and mentoring and counseling are a little bit confused. You know, life and executive coach is really to help you with accountability and more performance driven. In this particular program, and this is one of the things that is quite unique about this program, is each particular applicant that's accepted into this program, we actually match them with their own designated coach. You know, these are coaches that are professionals, generally charge hundreds of dollars per session to work, with professionals. And so it's a great opportunity. Many of the people, I would say most of the core participants, generally have not had a coach, you know, to really sort of be a guide by their side. And what's great is having their coach is, you know, it really meets them where they are. You know, not everybody's in the same place, both personally and professionally. So really having a coach that can meet them where they are to help them unlock those roadblocks that are getting in their way from maximizing their potential. And so we have coaches that are predominantly based throughout North America. We have a diverse cadre of coaches that have also just unique experiences. And they, you know, what is also interesting is they can connect with their coach in many different forms of multimodal communication, whether it's through chat, video, Zoom, et cetera. So that makes it a little bit more accepting, especially with young people. If they just want to chat or if they want to get on a Zoom real quick, it makes it easy to do that in terms of the accessibility.
And then we got about 2 minutes left. What is the background of the coaches? Do they have any expertise in the real estate, or are they basically more general coaches to teach accountability and things like that?
So those are more general coaches. However, we within also the platform, we have a mentoring component that is more through more directed at the real estate industry. Some of our sponsors can come into our platform, also engage with the participants as well. So that's more on the mentoring component, which is more around the professional development side versus the coaching. It's really trying to really dovetail that personal and professional, really table set what their goals are, what is getting in their way from achieving that. So we believe the coaching and mentoring combined makes just a very seamless and more of a unique program.
All right. Well, we are going to go ahead and break it here. We got a few seconds left, but we'll save it over for the next segment. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we are discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is developing a diverse multifamily workforce. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone are two individuals who are both making positive impacts on the multifamily industry. Alina Johnson, the core coordinator with the Alabama Center for Real Estate, and Michael Huckabee, the founder and CEO of LifeRamp. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security issues. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions. Don't delay, call Balanced Asset Solutions today. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So in some of the information that I was reviewing prior to this episode, Helene, I noticed something that I thought was interesting. That's the breakdown of the student profile. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So our most of our students are female. We have about 70 to 75% female, and then we have the rest as male. And I really think that that is because we have a very intentional way of reaching out to these students. And I may be a little biased as a female, but I generally think that it's easier for us to sign up for things and actually be active in a program that we are doing. And I think that for the most part that the males that we have in the program, they are excited and they are very active and they ask questions and they email. But for the most part, a lot of the females have been the ones that are doing the going the extra step or attempting to reach out and figure out their next step before they even complete the entire program. So I have noticed that females are a tad bit more interactive in this program with real estate and just everything else that we have. We also have another program that our sponsor Crew does as well, and it's the Crew Mentorship, and they also received more females to sign up for that program than males. So I found that to be extremely, extremely amazing because, once again, I am a female, but I definitely think it's a great opportunity for both.
And I know that CORE, its goal is to work with the underrepresented groups. And can you give us an idea of what the ethnic background or the breakdown is of currently of how that is broken down?
So right now we have about 90% African American, and then we have about 5% Hispanic, and then 5% other. So we're really trying to move forward into Texas and other areas and basically expand into Hispanic serving institutions and make sure that we're being intentional getting the word out to them as well, so we can actually bring in more Hispanics, more Asians, and just reach as many underrepresented groups as possible.
You know, during the break, Michael, we were discussing a couple of things, and you mentioned the millennial and the Gen Z population, and we actually did an episode not too long ago on how to market from the standpoint of residents to how to market to the Gen Z generation, because they're completely different than the generations that were before them. And, you know, Gen Zs at the time we did that show, I think the oldest in that generation were 24. So they're now at a point where they're not only starting to rent apartments, but they're getting into the workforce and they're in school, they're coming out of school. Tell us a little bit about, from a coaching standpoint, how that differs from, I guess, my generation, which is a baby boomer. You know, how do you have to reach out to them?
That's really good. You know, from as I mentioned a few minutes ago, really meeting them where they are. You know, what I find with Gen Zs at they want things. They want to learn quick. They want to move. They're willing to take risks, and they're really even before COVID, but it's even only exacerbated this because of COVID. Is they it's not a lot of it's misconstrued that Gen Zs maybe aren't as patient, but it's really the opposite.
Paul.
Yes.
Just to piggyback on what he was saying, as a Generation Z, I can honestly say that we have a different aspect on the way that we look at the world, I believe. My mother and my grandmother, they look at things totally different, and they do things totally different and receive different aspects of the world differently than I do. And so I can honestly say meeting us where we are is very important. My generation is all about convenience, all about being comfortable and being able to make the effort and be intentional and reach out to those students. Is it shows that we're putting in the effort, and in return they give the effort back. So that is one way that we are really trying to be intentional as well, just showing them that we are putting in the effort to invest in them and support them, and in return they actually believe in themselves and they actually support themselves and they complete the program and start their career in real estate.
Yeah. And you know, I've told our listeners this many times before, I'm a dinosaur when it comes to things, but because of the fact that, you know, I didn't grow up with, internet, and, you know, it was something that came along much later in my life than the people who were born with it. So, you know, the way I would want to be approached probably is a little bit different than somebody like a Gen Z. So the types of mentors and coaches that are out there, Michael, are they able to reach out in any way possible to these students?
Absolutely. You know, coaching back in the day was, you know, meet me in person, maybe call me on the phone, and, you know, with LifeRent's technology platform, we're able to really configure it in a way that, of course, the core program can be on, but more importantly, you know, have a coach in your pocket. So everybody has a phone. If I have a thought and I want to connect with my coach about something I learned, something I want to think about as a goal, you know, I can be in Target buying something and I can be chatting with my coach. And so, you know, that one of the things you mentioned, Paul, about the internet is information is there readily available, and the having support and guidance readily available is really important. So finding ways to democratize coaching, mentoring, access to accelerate them into jobs and sectors that are really have high opportunity for them. We want to do that in a frictionless, in a way, again, just to accelerate that. So again, going back, Gen Zs want things that are frictionless. They understand if it's value or no value very quickly. And so, which also quite candidly has allowed us to work with our partners and be able to iterate and also learn from the individuals that we're, you know, it's a two-way street. We learn from the participants that we have, and that's why it's such a fully integrated partnership in the program at large.
Let's talk a little bit about, Helena, we've got about 2 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about the certification that someone gets when they complete this. What you mentioned, obviously, it goes on in their LinkedIn profile if they know what LinkedIn is. But what else do they get for doing this as far as a certification, and what do you think it means to their futures and their careers when they're able to say, I've completed this?
Right. So the core program, it is a commitment of about 3 hours per week for each module. And I can honestly say that a lot of students, once they've completed the program and they receive their credential and they receive their certificate, they will call me and they will just share their experience, and they're quite honest, and they look at it as if this was something that I didn't think I would be able to do. This is something that I highly doubted myself in, because I have no clue what real estate is or what it consists of. So this credential means more than just something on their LinkedIn profile or something to put on their resume. This is confidence for them, because it is scary to go into a brand new industry and you don't have any mentors, you don't have any family members or anyone that's done this before. You're the first in your family to even think to go into this industry. So it's extremely scary. And not only do we provide a credential, but we provide mentors, we provide placements. We are there every step of the way. Once they receive their credential, we don't just throw them to the side. They have our contact information, and they have everything that they need to get in contact with us, and we help in any way that we can. So they're basically a part of a family now, and a lot of them can correlate with that, and they can just resonate with the fact that I did this myself. I put in the work, and it's a confidence booster, definitely.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We're discussing something that is especially important and very timely to multifamily industry. Our topic is developing a diverse multifamily workforce. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two individuals that are both positively impacting the multifamily industry. Alina Johnson, the core coordinator with the Alabama Center for Real Estate, and Michael Huckabee, the founder and CEO of LifeRamp. You know, we've talked in the first three segments about a lot about the program and this from this point of view of the students who participate. But, you know, our audience, we have people all over the country and North America who are working in existing multifamily industries or operating multifamily companies, and they are always looking for good individuals, and they're trying their best to diversify their workforce. How can they participate? And if they want to kind of hitch their wagon to what you guys are doing, what do you recommend? And I'll throw that to you, Helena.
So we actually have foundation partners, and then we also have core champions. And on our website, there's actually a link where you can learn how to support core. We have it where you can directly see the students that you supported financially. We also have other methods of support where some students are looking for mentors. Some students are looking for internships, externships, apprenticeships. So if you are wanting to hire a student, or if you are wanting to just step in and get involved in any way that in a program that you already have within your company, we are happy to share that with our students and give them the opportunity to sign up for themselves. Becoming a part of the core circle or becoming a core champion, all of that information is on our website. We have different company sizes and suggested support levels based on the number of employees you have in your company. But I will also say that this program, the goal is to go national. We aren't just staying in the Southeast. We are definitely moving west, and our goal is to cover the entire nation. We want to get the word out about CORE, and our students are eager to get started in this industry. So any way that any company wants to help, we embrace it.
And speaking of the footprint, you know, we have, as I said, listeners all over the country, North America. If a student wants to, or a potential student wants to find out more as far as possibly enrolling in the program, whether they're in school or they're not in school, what should they do?
So they can go to our website, which is corearc.org, and we have the application on there. We actually have more information if they're interested, and also student testimonies as well. And they can just gain some more information. All of my contact information is on there as well, and I am free all of the time for them to contact me if they would like to set up a meeting or anything to gain more information.
Michael, I'm interested in knowing a little bit about how do you match up mentors and coaches with your students? Is it something that's kind of the luck of the draw, or do you look at certain skill sets of coaches and mentors and work it that way?
That's a great question, Paul. We do have an assessment. So before we match a designated coach, they take what we call the superpower assessment. And then based on that assessment they take, we then, and their own background, we then do a direct match from there.
And we were talking about the olden days when I first started out in the industry. If you wanted to have somebody as a coach or a mentor, they pretty much you had to be close to where you were, because most of that was done in person, maybe over the phone. But if you had somebody who was a mentor, you really, it was more of a face-to-face type of thing. But now with technology, you could have a coach who's on one end of the country and your students on the other end. Does that happen often?
It happens on a daily basis. In fact, we have coaches in Vancouver, in Canada, all the way to Chile, to in Europe, and of course all across the Southeast and everything in between. So you're right. Technology has really allowed that, really democratized coaching, and with the help of technology, really doing it in a seamless, sort of frictionless manner. And all the coaches are ICF certified, which is International Coaching Federation. So we really focus not only just coaches, but really coaches that have been certified and trained where they can be most effective with this talent pool.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about supporting the ESG programs with the human capital. Tell us a little bit more about what that means, because ESG has become so huge, especially with large institutional multifamily companies, because their investors demand it. So how does this fit?
Yeah, it really does. It fits really seamlessly. You know, every organization needs to have a, you know, like you said, an ESG strategy. And this really is great because it's really, you know, with the Great Resignation occurring, you know, right here, you know, right now, there is just a huge hunger and real need, not only for diverse talent, but just talent in general. And so this really helps with the talent acquisition side, but also longer term, you know, will these type of activities will help on the retention. So it's a real opportunity in terms of, you know, you're asking how people could learn more about and get involved. I think when they go to the core arc.org website, you know, you'll be able to see on, again, how they can really participate, be a sponsor, and I'll not only just potentially help one individual, but really help build the workforce of tomorrow for the multifamily housing sector.
Yeah, and we've got a few minutes left before I want to transition to something else with you guys. But, you know, one of the things that we've done several episodes on over the, especially since the pandemic, is the Great Resignation and how people have left the multifamily industry to either retire, maybe due to burnout, or they're going to other industries that don't have the same requirements as far as the hours and or maybe better pay. And the industry is really kind of hungering and has a great need for a pipeline, so to speak, of bringing people into the industry. And this sounds like it's a great start in that direction. So, Helena, what do you see happening down the road with this?
Well, I can honestly say that CORE is both blue and white collar focused. So we cover everything. And I think that multifamily housing allows for the prime opportunities that we are looking for our core graduates. And this is true entry-level opportunities such as leasing consultant or property administrator, maintenance. These are the opportunities that our students are learning about and they're interested in, and it's a foot in the door for real estate. So I definitely think that down the line, this is our program is going to be a great pipeline for multifamily housing.
Do you think, is there any instances you've seen where someone was already in the industry, for instance, let's say in a maintenance position, but they wanted to move up through the industry, so they want to get trained on the other type of aspects? Is this a vehicle for that or not?
Yes, so we actually have a lot of individuals that they're already in the industry. We've had real estate agents, we've had maintenance, we've had leasing consultants as well, and they just want to learn about different aspects of real estate. And that's what a lot of people initially, when they hear about CORE, they automatically expect it to be a licensing program or something to help them prepare for their licensing exam. And we also tell them this is not to create the next residential realtor. We're looking for someone that's interested in learning about all aspects of real estate. So we've gained a lot of individuals that are in, say, maintenance or already in doing real estate sales, and they want to learn more about development or acquisition. They want to learn more about different aspects. So this is really the wheelhouse for someone to learn about the entire industry, which is amazing.
All right. Well, we're going to transition now out of this. I will always know that our listeners like to find out a little bit more about our guests. So I'll start with you, Helena. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into this, and also if someone wanted to reach out to you, how could they do it?
Yes, so I actually am a recent graduate from the University of Alabama with my master's. I graduated from Stillman College with my bachelor's in history, and I, much like many other individuals, stumbled into real estate I was a server in 2020. Probably not the best job to have during a pandemic, but I was serving because I had graduated from Stillman. I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I decided to go and serve with Spectrum Resorts, and I applied to get my master's, and I moved back to Tuscaloosa, and Spectrum Resorts had a new development property that they were finishing up, and they wanted me to be a front desk agent, and I was thrilled to take on this opportunity, and I can honestly say that is what made me choose real estate as my focus area of study for my master's. I'm seeing that property come to life and seeing all of the ins and outs of that property was amazing for me, and it was thrilling. So I was over the moon about it, and I've loved being involved in real estate ever since and being connected with the executive director of the Alabama Center for Real Estate, Grayson Glaze. And we've made such an amazing impact so far with CORE, and I am eager to just continue on this path.
And how can someone reach you if they need to?
So they can reach me via email. My email is hmjohnson9@crimson.ua.edu, or they can reach me by my office number as well. They can reach me at 205-883-8061.
All right. Michael, we've got about 30, 40 seconds left. Quickly tell us how someone can reach you and a little bit more about LifeRamp.
Sure, great. LifeRamp is, we're trying to build a world-ready workforce. We do that in four ways. One is through coaching. Two, connections, which is more mentoring-based. Set of curated resources that allows the seeker, what we call it, to be fully engaged in an online platform. And then fourth is providing the credentialing opportunities. So we partner with employers and universities throughout the U.S., and individuals can find more about us at liferamp360.com, again, liferamp360.com, or contact me by email at michael@liferamp360.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for being on there. You're doing some great work, and look forward to hearing more about it in the future. We're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.